Good morning, February 26th, 2019. Hard to believe that we're almost through 2 months in this year. Well, I have to say that this is kind of late for me to be doing these podcast, this morning devotions with Brother Mark. Kimberly's going to bed about a little after 10, and I'm like, Kimberly, I forgot to do a devotion today. I had nothing. I mean, I kind of got thoughts ready, but, I had nothing ready at 10:15. And generally, I kind of do it during the day. So here I am kind of late in the evening. I was actually thinking about laying down, taking a little nap. I enjoyed the weather today. Went out and did a little work. Fired up the old weed eater. So I was a little bit tired, but here you go. So yesterday I talked about in my morning devotion how the pastor should make Christ precious to the people to which they preach whenever they are sharing a message. And of course, we want to think about all the benefits of having Christ as your Savior. There are many benefits of Him being protector and so forth. But today I do want us to think about His preciousness first, because He is Savior. We should think about what a benefit it is to be a child of God. First, let's think of the fact that Jesus loves us. You know, just think about that for just a minute. The Creator of the world says He loves you. And it's a love that means that He desires to benefit you. It's not a love like the world has, where they want to seek something in return, but it's a love where He wants to benefit you. You can think of the words that God spoke when speaking to Jeremiah in Jeremiah 31:3. The Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, Yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness I have drawn thee. Lots of things to say there. The love that God has for Jeremiah has no beginning, it has no ending. And because that He has that love for him, He has drawn Jeremiah to Himself. This is speaking of the children of Israel, it's speaking of Jeremiah. But we can also think about that as New Testament believers, because we can hear the words that God spoke through the Apostle Paul when he says, in Ephesians 1:4, according as He hath chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love. So He loved us enough to choose us. He chose us that we would be holy and without blame because of His love. We can hear the words of Jesus when He was speaking of His sheep in John 13:34. A new commandment I give you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. So there is no doubt that Jesus loves us. We can also hear the words of Christ in John 6:44. No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up in the last day. There is no doubt, as we look at these passages of Scripture, that Jesus loves His sheep. You know, when I was newly born again, that was one of the things that I had difficulty comprehending, was the love of Christ. And in the world, you know, people were always trying to coerce you to do things. And, you know, if you'll do this, then you can be my friend. Or, you know, I always felt like I had to measure up to, I was not good enough for someone to love me. I wasn't handsome enough. I wasn't talented enough. I wasn't smart enough. I wasn't rich enough. All of these things, I thought I was never enough for someone in the world to love me. And so when I began to understand the love of Christ is unconditional, that He loves me really in spite of who I am, that He didn't want anything in return, that I didn't have to measure up to His love, that's the reason. When I understood that He loved me, that's the reason that Christ is so precious to me. When the Lord saved me, it wasn't because I was worthy. It wasn't because I was seeking Him. As a matter of fact, I was doing the opposite. I was running from Him. And Jesus revealed His love to me when He saved me from my sin. Now He is precious to me because I recognize that He saved me. Is the Lord precious to you today? Do you recognize without Him you have no hope? Do you recognize your guilt before Him? If He has truly saved you, then He will be precious to you. I can remember when all I could think was that if God gave me what I deserved, He would send me to hell. I was not worthy of Him. I deserved hell. I remember thinking if God was just, He would take my life and send judgment upon me and send me to hell immediately. I was so guilty and I was so ashamed. And then, as the song title goes, He came to me. In a sense, the Lord said, if you'll stop running, surrender to me, trust in Christ, you can have forgiveness. I can remember asking the Lord to be merciful to me, a sinner. I can remember how I received an immediate peace when I repented of my sin. My life was changed instantly. Since then, since my life was changed instantly, since I received that instantaneous peace, I can't explain it to you. The peace came over me. It's indescribable. It was forgiveness. It was being born again. And because of that, my only desire is to serve Him because of receiving that peace. Because I'm at peace with God. Because I received then I receive the peace of God. So you can have that peace too. If you will repent of your sins and put your trust in Christ, you can have unspeakable peace. So today, Lord, as I come to you in prayer, I come to you thanking you for changing my life. Lord, you redeemed me. You paid my sin debt. You gave me eternal life, of which I was not worthy. Lord, I could never repay the gift that you have given. Lord, because of that love that you gave to me, Lord, you know I love you. And I want to serve you because I understand that you loved me and drew me to yourself. Even though I was unworthy, you still loved me. Lord, I pray today that you would reveal yourself to someone so they can understand how precious you are. And I pray today, God, that if someone is born again but they don't understand how precious you are, that you would show them how lost they were without you. And then how you have redeemed them, and that you have taken them from death, and you have given them life. And because of that, help them to see they have peace, and that you are precious. Lord, words don't describe the peace which you give to your people. But I thank you that you are precious. You are worthy. You're worthy of our love, and you're worthy of our praise. Thank you. It is in the name of Jesus, my Savior, I pray. Amen. Today I pray that an understanding of your salvation will reveal to you the preciousness of God. Until tomorrow, Pastor Mark signing off.